Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right.
Okay, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Which one are we starting with?
Shall we gather at the river?
Shall we gather?
Okay, shall we gather at the river?
Blessings in the one by one. Count
Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And in both remind you what the Lord has done. So be the prophet, present, great and small. We must be before his God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will own them. Help and comfort David through your journey, friend. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Every person finds you what the Lord has done.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. If you can kneel, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for blessing us with Sabbath. Thank you for blessing us with all these wonderful things that you have done in our lives for the last few months since the last time we had a gathering like this for testifying. Thank you for bridling every tongue that may speak so that you and you alone are the one glorified. And thank you for giving us a desire to please you and a desire to glorify you and to obey. We understand obeying you isn't seeking to be saved by our works. We know that obeying you is our way of trying to get you to smile. And we know it works. So thank you for blessing us in that respect, too. We again lift up all those on our prayer list, especially those that are lost. And those that do the work, thank you, Father, for. And those that help us do the work, thank you for blessing each and every one of them with a hedge of angels about them. And bless them physically, spiritually, and financially so that the work can go forward as your prophecy declared it will in these last days. And again, to the best of our ability, we pray in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, I'm just going to read a few of these verses that we have here in the room. Maybe I'll read one and then share a few testimonies and then read another later and share a few testimonies. But, Jenna, and if you want to share a testimony, watch POGM recording. Here's how easy it is. You just push the control button. Yeah, you know, hold it down. Can't do it on the other server because the keyboard's in the basement. But this one here is just a little laptop, the recording thing. And we can get a lot of people lined up. It doesn't matter. So it's not going to be a bandwidth issue. Don't worry about it. Okay, so the first verse that we got here is Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4. And it says, "And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted." And I'd like to share. I've got quite a few praises that have been given me, in email to share for those that don't have microphones or whatever. And I'm going to read them, in a moment, but later. And I don't know if we're going to put a time limit on this or what, because we usually don't. But what do y'all think? An hour? A week? I don't... Whatever. We'll see. As the Spirit leads, amen. Now, this happened back on... a month and a day ago. I got it here in my praise list for... May 1st, 2012, and it just says Revelation next to it, which means the Lord bless me with something. And I'm going to read it, because this is my own little praise list. And it says, "When I woke up this morning, it was impressed upon me to have a round table meeting for the Seventh-day Remnant people. That way, no one sits at the head of the table. There was no chairman of the board except Christ. And this is the way we've always done it here as a little church anyway, but there's been some issues lately in regards to this. And I think this is why the Lord blessed me with this. And then later, And I just think that's the right way to do it. And, you know, anybody that's a member of the church can be invited when we have our meetings and stuff like that. You know, there's no secrecy, none of that, ever, because that's just not right. And then later in the day, I was in need of some PVC. Now, I thought this was pretty neat the way the Lord did this. It was an instant answer to prayer. And I like to throw this out. And I've shared this before on a Friday night, but there's some of these praises, you know, are going to be repeats. Like we had some praises last night that I'm going to share that if we have time, that the people have realized. But I needed some PVC to finish out the burial of a garden hose in the yard here because, you know, I got this little thing going on for our plants, for our garden this year. And I wanted to put a garden hose underground. And it wasn't really a burialable garden hose because the burialable garden hose have this toxic stuff in them. And so we just got a regular drinking hose, garden hose, like for an RV or something, a cheaper one. But now you got to put it in PVC because you put earth on it, it'll just squish. You know, it'll just flatten down, and that's why it's not variable. So, I found a piece in the garage. I found a piece in the little pony barn. Actually, it's a chicken coop, but we call it the pony barn. And then I still needed a little bit more. And I found some in my little woods in the back on the edge that I used as a marker I took down. But I still need a little bit more. I remember that the farmer that owns the land next to me, his name is Larry, he's a good old guy, and he dug this really big hole on the edge of his land, in my land, and they just throw garbage out, and you know, we burn garbage out here, but certain things just can't burn, and so they throw it in these big holes, right? And I guess he threw some PVC in that hole months ago because I remember months ago seeing it sticking out the side of this big mountain he's got sitting next to the hole. This mountain has got to be, I don't know, 12, 15 feet tall of just dirt. And then inside the hole, there was this big chunk of PVC sticking out that was underneath the mountain and in the hole. And months ago I tried and I just couldn't get that thing to budge at all. I just wouldn't, and I wouldn't, because I figured, hey, I could use that. I don't like throwing certain things out. You know, I can use them. But now I truly needed it to finish this task. You know, and I remembered it being there, and so I asked the Lord for the strength of Samson for just a few moments to be able to pull that piece of pipe out of the earth. It firmed it, you know, the first time I tried it, it seemed impossible, but I just trusted the Father and that he heard my plea. And so I pulled and noticed it moved. I pulled a little harder and harder, and it moved again, and then suddenly it just comes shooting out. And I just, you know, I just praise the Lord for that. Here's the thing. Okay, because that wasn't really what, I mean, sure, yeah, that amazed me, but this is what really got me. As I was contemplating what just happened, I realized that all the stories and all the, you know, the true life stories and all the experiences that are found in the Bible are ours for the taking. If we just have that faith, you know, Samson had great strength. Well, we too will have great strength when we need it. Solomon had great wisdom. Well, we too are going to have great wisdom when we need it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were fireproof for a moment. Well, we too are going to be fireproof if we need to be. And our Lord Jesus healed the sick, raised the dead, walked on water, and preached perfect truth. Well, we too will, because it was not only prophesied, the sign shall follow his people, it was promised. And this is what got me when I saw that. Because this, right when I pulled it out, that's what came to mind. I says, it's not about the strength. It's about the fact that those things that are in the scriptures, they're in there for a reason. So, and then I got one more I'd like to share. And then I'll, you know, and if anybody wants to jump up, just put up your bubble. But as you know, because I like to praise the Lord on this every now and then, there's been many authors and many websites and many brothers and sisters in the faith. As a matter of fact, we got a little over 700 right now that are out there, you know, pushing the books, pushing the DVDs, pushing the cards and tracks and, you know, handing them to people. But I've been getting, you know, requests over and over again from, you know, I keep a little stack. I just have a little folder called Sharing Our Truth, or Sharing My Work, I think, how I stated it. And I get these authors that you know, I'd like to use your page and put it in my book, and then you got to give permission. And I says, okay, you can do it, just don't edit it. And of course, I want to link back to the site. And they do this. And then, you know, the most recent, well, actually the most recent was the other day, but in Easter this year, and we don't do Easter, of course, but this one guy that owns a newspaper in the small town, I can't remember the town. I got it hanging on the wall here. It's like a half page ad that he built, and he put it in his newspaper after I gave him permission of my Is Easter Pagan page. And then, of course, right there in that small town or wherever this, I don't know if it's a big or small town, it says remedygod.org. This next guy, I mean, this is what I really am excited about, what happened just the other day. I think it was like 2 days ago. I mean, I truly praise the Lord on all of this, because most of the people that ask for the truth that we embrace, to, you know, to post it in their books or on their sites and stuff like that, they don't believe the way we do. They're not of our faith, a lot of them. A large portion of them, actually the majority of them, very few of them actually believe the way we do. And there's still a lot of them that believe the way we do, of course. And the thing that I praise the Lord for is because many that are not of our faith are now going to get the truth we preach, and their very own leaders are the ones bringing it to them because the Lord moved them to. And then just 2 days ago, a mainstream author who wrote the book, The Garment of Glory by Tom Colchell, this guy Tom Colchell, he calls me. And he's actually published by Nelson Publishers, and he wants permission to put the Daniel 2 study in his book. This means Nelson Publishers, who actually help Rome with all their corrupted Bibles and wicked authors, will now actually be helping those that expose Rome to get the truth out there to who knows how many. And so I just wanted to praise the Lord for that, too, because that, I mean, didn't cost us a dime. It doesn't cost us anything. Just like with those millions and millions of websites out there that have our stuff on their sites, because they're going to shut us down eventually. But every now and then, and this kind of irks me a little bit, people download my website, put it on their computers, or then put their stuff, our stuff on their website. That doesn't bother me. Yeah, go for it. Hey, praise the Lord. What irks me is the software they use sometimes maxes out my CPU on the server, and so sometimes when you come to the website, it's going to be a little choppy. So, but that's okay. And because Fran told me, that's okay. I was a little concerned. She goes, it's okay. You know, because we were talking yesterday, and all of a sudden, boom, the CPU went up. But I see we have quite a few people here that want to share. And so while you're sharing, I'm going to go dig up some more of these here, these praises. So, and I'll just jump to the bottom of the line here.
Hey, the blessings, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Oh, good. Okay. I just want to praise the Lord today for our children's praises this morning in the children's study. They were just wonderful, sweet, and beautiful. Praises to God. I also want to praise Him for our church family being able to gather together to praise His name. And thank Him for keeping His workers, no matter where they should be, safe and blessed while they do the work in the field. And I also have a praise to share from a dear sister who wants to remain anonymous, so the Lord gets all the glory. And praise and thank you to God. This is what the sister, our wonderful sister, has to share. She says, praise the Lord today with me, dear brethren. God is so good. I want to praise His name for, or I want to praise Him for His healing hand. I have had heart trouble for a few years now. The doctors told me I was in danger of sudden death. The doctors wanted to do all these artificial things to keep my heart working. One day I was feeling very poorly. I just prayed that if my life ended, just let my soul be right with the Lord. I know the world will think this is crazy, but my brethren will praise the Lord with me. That's as I was resting that day, I felt Jesus touch my heart. I have not had a bad day since. Recently, I went to the doctor, and all my tests were normal. The doctor asked what I had been doing different. I told him, the glory is the Lord. It is all about prayer and the Lord's will. Like Hezekiah, if the Lord decides he gets 15 more years. The doctor just laughed, but praise the Lord. He knows enough about the Bible to know who Hezekiah is. Praise Him, praise Him with me, dear brethren. Thank you for your prayer. with Sister of Christ. Jesus is coming. Keep watching. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me? Okay, I'm sorry. Salve blessings, everyone. Blessed to be here. I'm going to share, and then Craig's going to go ahead and share right after me on the same mic. First off, there's just way too many things to mention here, but something that happened about 3 months ago, Novi and I met Craig and Addie down in Denton, Texas, and we were handing out tracts over the Sabbath, and Craig and I had went to this one parking lot. I'm not going to name the company name, but we were handing them out. It's a pretty big parking lot, and we had separated. And as I was handing them out, I got to the back of the parking lot halfway through, and I had two people approach me and say that I was pulling up on door handles. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm just handing out cards. And, the guy proceeded to tell me that I was, and that he saw me. I said, no, you're not. No, you didn't. And he's being very aggressive, so I started to walk a little faster back off the parking lot. And they said they're going to call the cops. They got on the phone with the cops, so I started jogging off. Well, as I got around the corner, two police officers jumped out from behind the wall, handcuffed me, and walked me over to the car, and were talking to me. And, we're going back and forth, and he was telling me what they were saying, this and that, and I was just telling him, it's not true and whatnot. And we just sat there for maybe close to an hour, and Craig had already gone because the spirit had led him that something was up before that. I could see him driving around. And I called him, we called him, and I guess the officer was talking to him and was telling him that I was accused of throwing urine on someone and shouting in the parking lot. So basically what's happened is someone had got a card and was very upset about it. And instead of approaching me or just going on down the road, they went into this place of business and lied. But irregardless through this, I was able to witness to one of the police officers in handcuffs about who the Antichrist is. And I noticed that as I was starting to share this, the other one came over and unhandcuffed me and told me I can go. So it was starting to turn back on Satan's head, and he quickly said, okay, get him unhandcuffed and get him out of here before he starts to share with this person even more. But trespassing notice, which is fine. But the other things I learned is, one, to dress a little better, and also to always, always pray for invisibility, which we do. But if you're handing out cards around these cars and stuff and people are looking at you, just make sure the cards are in their view. Lift up your hand and show these people what you're doing. I don't think it would have mattered in this instance just strictly because the person who got it wasn't very happy. But, and the other thing is that sometimes if you have a big area, maybe we can only get half of it done instead of the whole thing, because it's better to save the 200 than it would be to try to do the whole thing, because like I said, it's not a message that a lot of people like to hear, so we can overstay our welcome sometimes. So just always pray for that discernment, but and share it to the police, share it to whoever you can, go boldly. But I just thank the Lord for that instance. It shook me up a little bit. I thought I was gonna go to jail, and I was asking him, but I also told the cop, you have to be the judge of this situation. I'll live with whatever you decide, but I know I didn't do anything wrong. So but I see how God used that, one, to witness to that man, and also for me to learn two or three things along the way. So God bless each and every one of you. Sabbath blessings, and here's Craig.
Happy Sabbath, everybody. You can still hear us, correct? Okay. As many of you know, Addie and I had an opportunity and a wonderful chance to travel from Texas to go to other localities where the brethren are located. And while we were doing this, we were able to pass out quite a few tracts. And if I was to do a calculated guess and estimate that, I think we probably did between 25,000 to about 30 or something like that. Yes. As far as we had about 210,000 that were in our hands, and we faithfully did our best to distribute them to everybody that needed some. But right now we just ordered another 100,000, which just came here. They're really nice. These are the new cards. So if anybody wants them, you know, please let us know, or Brother Nick or Sister Bonnie, or even Brother Ace or Brother Amanda David, and they can get with us because we, you know, speak to them quite a bit. On another note, it was absolutely a blessing to get an opportunity to meet the brethren in the United States. Starting off, of course, we went up to Wichita, where we went there, Addie and I, and stayed there for actually a week, and did a lot of work there. And I was kind of shocked at that town, because that town I thought was Protestant, but it's not. It's mostly Catholic. From what I understand, Brother Ryan's older sister, who graduated from the university there, said that it's 80% Catholic. So, yeah, I was wondering why there were so many, you know, rosaries hanging in the window, but they got the truth. And we hit that town pretty hard, especially when Sister Novi and Brother Ryan came up there and joined us. And, you know, we praise the Lord for the zeal to do this work, because without him, we can do nothing, absolutely nothing. And then shortly after that, the reason why we went to Wichita, Sister Addie and I, was because we were journeying on up to Emporia, Kansas, where we had the opportunity to meet Brother Adrian and Sister Frankie, which is his sister. And we got to talk with them quite a bit, and they were able to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And shortly after that, we then went back to Wichita, worked a little bit more, and we started heading towards Sister Jean's house. And on the way, I started to, you know, you can't really hear the voice of God, but you can understand, you get a good, nice conviction that something else is supposed to take place. And I was just driving, and on the way, in the middle of nowhere, I started to look at the map, and then it dawned on me that Brother Kevin lives in Tulsa. So while I'm traveling through Oklahoma, I decided to take the next exit, which happened to be the exact road that needed to go straight to Tulsa. So I headed south, and we got the opportunity to meet Brother Kevin, which was an absolute blessing as well. And for those of you that are alone out there, I feel for you guys, but there's a purpose and a reason why God has you in that place where you're alone, to get closer to him, okay? And so don't ever think that you're alone doing this work, because you're not. You have the heavenly angels walking right there with you. They're all over the place, okay? So it was an absolute blessing, you know, to be there with Brother Kevin, you know, for those couple of hours, and baptize him as well. You know, so that's, praise the Lord, another one was baptized. And so then right after that, we traveled on to Missouri, where we were able to meet Sister Jean, which was very nice. She really has a nice country living out there that they're getting built. And we also really pray for her family, because they're just right there, you know, listening to the message. And you can see that she's done a really nice work with them. So these kinds of things really lift my spirit up when I see other people doing the work, and we're just not sitting back thinking that other people are going to do it. Because that's not the case. We're all called to do this work. And so shortly after Missouri, we left there, and we traveled up to Sister. Well, actually, we were going to go back to Oklahoma City, but then Brother Daniel found out that we weren't too far from Canada, and Addie and I didn't have our passports or anything like that, or for little Hannah. So the next thing I did was I immediately called my dad back home and asked him if he could overnight express our passport, and he did exactly that. So we ended up getting our passports in Addie's aunt's and uncle's place in Michigan. So when we retrieved that, we went across the border with no problem. And we traveled all the way up into Canada. I won't really give the location, but it was a 1.5 day travel. And we were able to meet Brother Daniel, and he was able to get baptized. And for those of you that don't really know Brother Daniel, he's a really nice brother to have, as you guys all are. And I hope, you know, that one day we can all, you know, meet together in heaven, and this wicked world will just come to an end. We have much work we got to get done. Okay, it's not time to stop. It's time to get stronger and to start moving faster. You know, I can just taste that heaven is just right there. It's just right above us, ready to come. And what are we doing to help it get here? Are we just sitting idly by, or are we going out there, passing out these tracts and these cards? Because it's a huge part of the three angels' message. So, after we were able to stay there with Daniel, we went back home and we rushed as quick as we could to finally, after almost 6 years, where I was able to meet. where I was able to meet Brother Nick finally. So that was a huge blessing. And you know, I thank the Lord for each and every one of you, and God bless you all. Amen. How do you do this?
Hello, family. Sabbath blessings. Can you hear me, please? Great. First of all, I want to wish everybody a happy Sabbath and my love to everybody. This has been a great new year for me, and the past several months have been really crazy. I've gone through oral surgery. I had a cyst.
Hello? Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? Hi. I just wanted to greet everybody. Happy Blessed Sabbath. And I just have a really short testimony. I'm here in New York, living with my wife and daughter, who is 3 years old. And I'm actually at home doing no work. I'm a stay-at-home father. And my testimony has to do with my attempt to set up a Bible study every Friday with my stay-at-home nanny. Can you still hear me? Okay, sorry. Yeah, and for about several weeks, I was trying to preach the present truth to her, but I was kind of doing my own will and trying to force it upon her. And throughout those weeks, she never really received anything. She never received the truth, and the Lord really taught me a lot. And I prayed to Him, and He really, really blessed me with a big, big lesson that you can never do anything without Him, without his guidance, and without the Holy Spirit. And just wanted to share that after I prayed and repented for that, the moment I did that, and the Holy Spirit was present in our succeeding Bible studies, my stay-at-home nanny started receiving the truth, and the truth was piercing her heart. And that she was thanking me for all the truth, and I tell her, no, all the glory belongs to God. And praise the Lord. I just wanted to share this, and I wanted to read something that I got from Ellen G. White that says, if a person is in error, be be the more kind to him. If you are not courteous, you may drive him away from Christ. Let every word you speak, even the tones of your voice, express your interest and sympathy for the souls that are in peril. And so, I just wanted to share this truth to all, and I hope you're blessed with it. And praise the Lord, and I love you, and a blessed Sabbath to all. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Sabbath blessings, everybody. It's so good to be here. I just wanted to kind of give you a little talk that I had with Brother Nick last weekend. I kind of had a graduation I had to go back for with some family of my wife's. They're all Catholics. And I was really torn as to what I should do. I called Brother Nick. I knew deep down the answer, what should be. I wound up going. I was very disappointed with myself. My wife saw that I was visibly upset, and that's a whole nother issue that I'm dealing with now. It's very hard to be on this journey when you feel like you're all alone. I spoke to Brother Nick. He was, he totally understood, and he was there for me, which helped a lot. I wound up going and asking God for his strength. Like a few Sabbaths ago, putting on that whole armor of God that I needed. My wife saw how upset I was. She saw how that upset me and pulled at my spirit. She knows now that I won't be able to do that again. That took everything I had, and I hope she understands that she can see by my example that I am not, that I need to follow Christ, that this is my journey, and I hope that she can follow in this journey with me. She may be a few steps behind me, but I hope that she will come along. I wanted to share this with you and let you know that that this journey is a struggle. I know what I need to do, and I am so blessed to have you all here supporting me, and I thank you all for it, and I pray for you all each and every day, and I thank you for all your prayers. Thank you all.
Amen. Can you all hear me okay? Okay, good. First of all, I want to echo the praise of meeting Brother Craig and Sister Addie. What a blessing that was, and you know, it was just truly a blessing. I mean, there's nothing else that I can say about it. They're such wonderful people, and you can tell that, you know, here are three people, or four people, sorry, little hand, four people out here that the Holy Spirit is with, and out of this whole dark, you know, world that we're surrounded in, His Holy Spirit is present in His people, so I want to praise the Lord for that. And also I want to praise the Lord for continually letting me learn and be grateful for my situation. As Brother Craig said, you know, I am alone, but I'm never alone. And I want to praise the Lord for that, because I don't think I could have been in our church or in this movement if I was with, say, a girlfriend or, you know, with a wife or anything like that. Because I'm a very weak Christian. And my praise to this is that God truly does know what we need in order to glorify His name. I mean, I don't think I could have done this with the, God has eliminated a lot of the peer pressure that would have, you know, prohibited me from doing this. And, you know, sometimes, like some of you that, you know, appear to be alone, it can get stressful at times, but, you know, the Lord is all-knowing. The Lord, and we're never alone, but the Lord is all-knowing. And, you know, I just want to praise His name for that because, like I said, under any other circumstances, I don't think I would be here right now. There's just so many things that had to happen under God, and only under God, so many miraculous things I can't even name right now, and that's the reason why I'm here. And so I just want to praise His name for that because, you know, sometimes Satan likes to tempt us into thinking that we're alone and, you know, this is hopeless or whatever. And sometimes you just got to get on your knees and just sometimes just shout Him away. And, you know, the Lord is there every time you get on your knees and pray. The angels are there. Jesus is there. The Holy Spirit's there. And God's there. And everybody's listening. And I before I leave, I want to make that a mention to anybody like myself, because I know I'll get tempted again to think that I'm all alone and all that. But for us that who think that we're alone, just get on your knees, because that's the safest place to be. When you feel overwhelmed, when you feel the weight of the world is on your shoulders, I mean, the best place to crumble is on your knees. And so, praise the Lord, and Sabbath blessings to you all.
Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord for all these wonderful testimonies, and Brother Craig really choked us up. Praise the Lord for all of y'all that are doing the work. And as for Marty, I have actually, I always keep a stack of those little cards that I got from Bonnie, and they're free. You can just PM Bonnie and she'll give them to you free. So there's no cost involved. All it takes is if you're going on an errand, you can just pass one out. It's really easy. And you just need to think of it as it's a blessing. It's a blessing to those who receive it. And the Lord put you in their path for a reason. So, but Marty, sometimes I forget to refill my stack and I'll go somewhere and I get hugely disappointed in myself because I could have had an opportunity to get that into somebody's hands that needed it. Everybody needs it. Everybody that you can see that's in front of you needs that card. So praise the Lord for y'all getting those cards out there. And like I said, they're free to those of you that want to just pass those out. And my praise is that, a couple of weeks ago, my mother was really sick. She could have almost died. And I went to go visit her on a 5-hour trip. And I was thinking to the Lord, I said, Lord, it would be so nice if in every town that I stopped at and I passed out the cards I could find, you know, to glorify you, someone that could just really take over that town and start passing the cards out and convert that town to the truth. And I was in some kind of fast food place and they had, can I have one for her? I said, of course. And so I gave her pastor a card. And then I asked her, and then she gives me a hug, and she goes, oh, spreading the word, praise the Lord. And I said, hey, can I sit with you while we eat, if that'd be all right, if I'm not intruding? And she said, sure. So we sat there and everything. And then she introduced me to another man that was sitting with at the table. And it was a visiting pastor. So I got to hand out two cards to pastors and some other people. And then me and the lady were talking about the Antichrist, and the lady overheard, so I was able to give her a card. I gave all the employees that worked at the restaurant cards. And she gave me her phone number, and they're going to use Brother Nick's movies at church night. And so praise the Lord. And then another time I was at the grocery store and I passed out a card. I mean, a lady sneezed and I said, bless you. And she said, I need all the blessings I can get. And I said, well, here's another one. And I handed her a card and she said, oh, my dad's a preacher. So praise the Lord. And he's given us a culvert that we couldn't afford. And it was going to be over $450 plus. But Lord, the Lord does not need money. He is just awesome. He's so good to us. And I thank him for the garden. I just got some tomatoes out of it. And they're so good. And I know where they came from. And they're chem-free. So I just wanted to praise the Lord. And thank you all. God bless you all. And thank you so much for your prayers for my mother. She is doing very, very well. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
I would like to praise the Lord for, this is John, by the way, sorry. I would like to praise the Lord for watching over me all the time and giving me opportunities to talk to people. I drive a lot of hours. I work a lot of hours during the week. And I want to praise him for giving me a wife that as soon as we both saw this, it clicked into our mind and we became as one. She does a lot of things that I can't do because I'm working too much, but I really appreciate her, and I thank the Lord. In fact, I prayed before I ever got married for a wife just like her, and I want to praise him for that. I want to thank him so much for the Sabbath because I do, like I said, I put in a lot of hours, and man will drive you to death if they can. But he gives us this day. And when I was younger, I never thought that keeping the Sabbath would be that big a deal. But it is truly a delight. And I want to thank him for this church. And I want to say God bless you all and thank you for your prayers. And thank the good Lord for working on us and keeping us to the straight and narrow, and praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen and amen. I also wanted to praise the Lord for meeting Brother Craig and Addie and little Hannah, happy little baby. You know, am I too low? Can you hear me now? Is that better? Yeah, I could tell when you hear me because I could hear myself echo from the other room. So, but yeah, I didn't know it was 6 years, Craig. It seemed like much longer because I've always wanted to meet you, and I just praise the Lord for that. And it truly was a blessing. At first I thought you were going to come, and then you called and said you can't make it because you had that appointment and all that other stuff. And I was like, oh, you know, I was kind of. But I understood, and so no bigger than all of a sudden. The next morning, you send me an email saying that you're going to be there that day or Wednesday or something like that. I can't remember that. And yeah, no, Tuesday, yeah, because then everybody could be home. And that was such a blessing. And thank you for stopping by. And we'll see you soon, hopefully. Yeah, because from what I understand, that a few of you are going to be coming up around November or something like that. I don't know. But I got a couple of praises here I'm going to share. Sister Susan, of course, she had some really bad lag, and so she PM'd it to me. She says, I praise the Lord for my garden and also for the people that have spoken to, that she has spoken to about God's truth. And a few that have joined, and they actually come to the room now, praise the Lord. And she also praises the Lord for Sister Lynn, that gave her the truth about the special green juice, which now her son is doing and 60-day fast on. So praise the Lord for all his love. Amen and amen. And what's this green juice? I want some. Well, Sister Lynn's going to be sharing them all with us, so maybe she'll mention that. So that'd be nice. Let's see. Okay. Oh, okay, yeah. David can't use the mic right now, so he's got a praise here. It says, thank our Lord for cutting my heart and giving me what I need to know to further my walk with him. There are lots of confirmations since Amanda and I began our prayers to reveal what we need to do to further our walk, further spread the word, further spread of the word, and do the work. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's what a lot of us. Yeah, I got the ones in the email too. Yeah, Bonnie. Yeah, so I was going to start with that one now, with Kufre. And this is a little bit long, and then I'm going to end with that one, and then I have a few more after that. But yeah, and this is Kufre's. It's a 5 parts, but the first part's long, not real long. But he says, I thank God for bringing to Presence of God ministry and shedding his light on his scriptures. I guess he meant bringing me to Presence of God. And then see, he says, last year, February 2011, out of boredom, I was browsing the internet for the Mark of the Beast. Although I had heard many claims that the Mark of the Beast is going to be an implanted chip, I went ahead and surfed the internet in entertainment purposes relative to the Mark of the Beast. After watching some YouTube videos, I was going to call it a day, but for some reason I decided to watch one more. It was a Mark of the Beast video by Nicholas BOGM. I watched it. Not only did I never hear a different version of what the Mark of the Beast is, but his video was supported by both historical facts and scriptures, rather than guessworks like the others. Eager to watch the entire video, I went to John1429.org site as advertised in Brother Nicholas's YouTube Mark of the Beast video. After watching the full video and all the rest of the other videos, oh wow, that's, you've been there for a while then, I was paralyzed by clear, conscience, or concise truths. I accepted them and have been keeping Sabbaths. Not only that, but my eyes were open to who Antichrist was, the state of the dead, who the real Israel was, definitions of prophetic symbols, and etc. The scriptures finally made sense. I have since tried to share these truths and sights with family and friends and strangers. As for perfection in Jesus Christ, I can only hope for his grace, mercy, and strength to overcome the flesh habits and sins. Amen. So amen, brother. Amen and amen. And then number 2, he says, I praise God for putting it in my heart to read his words. This happened after watching the John1429.org videos, in which some of the videos use scriptures and current world events to point out that in the last days people will not read Bibles. Not only have I shared or started reading Bibles with the Bible, but I'm beginning to understand his words and enjoy the scripture. And number 3, he says, I thank God for like-minded brethren here at Presence of God Ministry and the possibility to gather. Praise the Lord. And then number 4, he says, praise the Lord, I am now conscious of my words. I actively bridle my tongue and try not to speak careless words. Amen. And then number 5, praise the Lord for preserving me. Yeah, okay. Preserving me alive and in good health to hear these truths and to begin to live by them as best I can. So amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. Have a blessing, dear brethren. And it's good to be here today. And I just want to praise God alone. I was going to give a testimony of some things that the Lord has done in my life and wanted to always praise him for that. There is a song that has been special to my heart. It's called I Sought the Lord. And Sister Bonnie's kind enough to have that played after, I think, the closing song she's going to do. But the thing that I wanted to share is that, and I hadn't planned on doing this, but last night I heard from my youngest brother, Weston, and many of you know that he is a truck driver, and have been praying for him. And while all of us were brought up in the truth, I want to, or at least to the truth of the Sabbath, not necessarily the SDA structure, that's where we were, but the thing is that he's kind of had walked away, or has walked away, but he said something last night that really touched my heart, and more than what God has done for me, because ultimately what it is that even though we might think we're seeking for the Lord, it's God who's actually searching for us. While we think that we're trying to put our hand in his hand, he's actually the one who's wrapping his hand around our hand. He's actually the one who's holding us. And my brother said that sometimes when you're driving the truck, they give you like so many hours and then you have to shut down. And if you don't shut down, they will shut you down no matter where you are. And so he said that that happened like either the day or two ago, something like that. And he says he knows it was nothing but a miracle because he was like 300 miles as far as he saw from anywhere where he could leave the truck. And he didn't know what he was going to do. And if they shut him down, he's, I think he says he's in the mountains of Wisconsin, something like that right now. And so he didn't know what he was going to do. He says literally he doesn't know how it happened, but we can know that it was God, that all of a sudden there was a place where he could leave his truck. And he says he only had like 5 minutes to be able to park the truck. He says, and with these 18-wheelers, it's almost impossible to try and park these trucks, especially when you're carrying a load. I'm sure that Brother Dick knows this. He's a truck driver, Sister Elaine. Brother Craig has driven 18-wheelers. He says he still, to this day, to this moment, cannot understand how in that time frame, with like seconds to have before they would shut him down, he parked. And I said, Wes, you know that was God, right? He says, yes, I do. I said, do you understand that there are many people that are praying for you, Wes? He said, yes, I do. I said, praise God. I said, did you thank him, baby? And he said, he kind of stumbled, right? And all I can say is I know that God is working on his heart. I know that God is living, working, moving in our hearts. And so I praise him for that. And Brother Craig, I know, has been calling him from time to time. And I thank you for that, brother. I thank you for the love that they have reached out and shown me as well. And Sister Rose and Sister Susan. And I just thank you, brother, because without God, without him showing us that he loves us, and that's why that song touched me so much. Because, you know, the words say, I find, I walk, I love, but oh, the whole of love is but my answer, Lord, to thee. He says, for thou wert long before with my soul. Always thou lovest me. And that's what touched my heart, that even though sometimes we might feel like we're alone, or sometimes we might feel like, why are these things happening to me? So many things and trials I've gone through this year, but I know it's like that song, it's like God loves me. And maybe I have doubted that because I say, you know, I'm a wretched sinner. But it's like he says, Lynn, I love you. Don't worry. I have this. Everything is going to be okay. And so as I think of that and I praise him for that, I praise him to be able to be here today because, you know, I'm kind of unstable, you know, in and out, in and out. But God, in his mercy, he touched my heart and he said, yes, go ahead and give your testimony, because all I wanted to do was praise him. And so more and above what I wanted to say about the trials that I've been going through, what happened with my brother Wes last night touched my heart. And so I praise the Lord for that, because I know he loves him too. He loves each and every one of us. And so I praise him for that. I thank him for that. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Lynn. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for all these testimonies. Yeah, and the very powerful one that Sister Lynn just shared with us. So what we see is that God is truly alive in the remnant brothers and sisters. You know? He really is. So I praise the Lord for him. I have a lot to be thankful for and a lot to praise the Lord about. I promise I will not be long here. I will do my best to be brief, okay, I think. But as I have a lot to give thanks for, there's just one thing that I kind of want to touch on. I'll probably keep it brief. I'll probably just leave it at that. It's our home church. You know, if you really think about, there's what, 63 families here in the room right now? And I would believe that the majority of us, at some time in our life, were involved in some type of church, right? And God has called all of us out. And God has given us our home church. And there was a time when we would probably buy $100 suits, $200 suits and dresses and garments. And we'd prepare ourselves and get dressed and we'd go to these physical buildings and we'd get in these cars, have the cars cleaned and we'd go through all these rituals, right? To go worship the Lord and have praise. But yet, we begin to serve self prior to even getting there. But God has brought us back to the Bible. And yeah, and God has given us back to home church. And I really want to take this time to thank the Lord for not only calling us out of, you know, whatever denominations we all were in, but look how scattered we are. Right? We're separated by continents and bodies of oceans, but yet God has brought us together in unity, in one body, that we can come and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, this is in John chapter 4 we talked about, that all of us that worship Him, then we must worship Him in spirit and truth. And God has given us a home church. And I really want to praise the Lord and give God all the glory, give Him all the thanks for POGN Ministries, because it took a sacrifice, everything in life, for God, for His church, it has to take a sacrifice. So I'm sure Sister Fran has had to take this sacrifice many, many years ago, you know, and when they were coming together in unity, you know, to do this for the Lord, do it for His church. The church belongs to God. And I know you know that. And as Brother Nick has dedicated his life for us, it's Brother Nick and his family, his wife, everyone there. Now we have this home church because of the sacrifice that they have made. And it can't be a home church unless there's brethren there. And we have people in the front lines that are doing major work. You know, you think of Sister Bonnie too. And this work does not get done because it's labor intense. But everyone makes a sacrifice. It's all part of the body of Christ. So again, I'm thanking the Lord for all the brethren that are on the front lines. I thank the Lord for our home church that God has given us, to where we can be in the comfort of our homes, with our loved ones, with our family members, with the Holy Spirit among us all, that we can worship Him in spirit and truth, that we don't have to go about in the inconveniences of life and how other people see that you need to go to a church building, but you know, where two and three are gathered, there in the midst is where our Lord will be, and that's with us. So I'm giving Him all the praise. I'm giving Him all the glory for what the Lord has given us, that we can come here, share in these praises and testimonies, and we can learn and see how the Lord is so alive and all the other brethren. And that's what makes us God's people, God's church, the desire to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So I really praise the Lord for all the work that's being done. And the brothers and sisters that are on the front lines, they know who they are. You know, I don't have to continue to mention other names. And this is not to glorify anyone at all. You know, because you're all servants. Amen? We're all servants. But it does take a sacrifice. You know, some of us have jobs, and yet they're still working so that we can have this church. Because if these people weren't on the front lines doing this, when you turn your computer on, you will not see what you're seeing before you. A body of believers. So give God thanks. Give Him the praise. Give Him the glory that we have what we have because He has given it to us. It's not by man's doing, though man has done it, but we have done it through the influence of God and the blessing of which He has poured out to us. All good gifts come from above. And this is what we know. And God has revealed that to us. But it's a blessing. You know, I'm hearing all these testimonies from all my brethren, all my brothers and sisters, and I'm just saying to myself, man, if we didn't have this home church, you know, we did have this whole church, how would we receive the blessings of what we just heard from all the brothers? You know, and we can witness and see what the brethren are doing, you know, such as Brother Craig, you know, and the trials of which him and his wife and the children are doing. So I thank you, brothers and sisters. You know, I thank you for the praises and the testimonies. I do thank you for the prayers. You know, I have not been feeling well lately, but I could not come on the mic and share to the Lord and share to you what the Lord has pressed upon me to share. But I love you all. I thank you all for coming here. And again, I thank the Lord for our home church. And God bless you all.
Shabbat blessings to everyone. Can you hear me? I praise God for all these praises. And I thank Him equally for all of you. I have this particular testimony to share. In my line of work and interaction with many, this means taking care of patients all day, either by phone, secure messaging, or mostly a face-to-face visit. I try to take a chance to share God's love and His present truth. But there are times when I wonder if the seeds planted will ever sprout, or more so blossom or bear fruit. When physically weary and sometimes emotionally down, these questions come into mind. So the Lord answered this question recently by this particular event. A young woman came with complaints of anxiety and depression, overwhelmed by her job, being a mother, and doing her duties as a Seventh-day Adventist pastor's wife. So, customary to practice, I offered counsel, and while doing so, I kept hearing a small, still voice that prompted me to ask her if she would kneel down and pray with me, which we did. As we closed the visit, I shared with her my own difficulties and challenges at work, and how reading the medical ministry and ministry of healing, which I have in my office, keeps me going. I advised her in closing to lay her burdens on the Lord. 3 weeks later, she made a phone appointment telling me that she is so much better, that she's reading SOP, particularly the ministry of healing, and admitted that the last time she picked it up was when she was in high school. Lastly, she said that kneeling and praying with me touched her so much, hardly believing that a healthcare provider would even do it with a patient. So I praise God for giving her healing, for leading her back to read her SOPs again, but more so for reminding me not to ever stop planting the seeds of truth and sharing His love, to always have compassion. At the end of a hard day, when I am running out of it, He gently supplies more. So I praise and thank God for His love that never fails. These patients will be shortly getting RPOGM and SDR cards in the mail anonymously. And so apart from a medical follow-up, more importantly, they need a spiritual follow-up. And so praise God for all these opportunities. And thank you, too, for all your prayers. Amen. I'm going to give the mic to Didi, who wants to share her own as well.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. I want to share a particular question and answer I had for God. I want to praise Him for His guidance through my education. I've always been a girl. I've always been a student who has been thirsty and hungry for knowledge. And because of this, I have tried and have been competitive in school and scholarly and academic activities. And in this process, we have to take the SAT for college entrance, I'm sorry, for major college entrance exams. Unfortunately, the majority of these exams take place on a Saturday. And while I would cry and moan, I knew I was being tested. God was asking me, which one I loved more, my worldly knowledge or my spiritual knowledge. And in my heart, I knew that I could not take those exams if my life depended on it. Sorry. I was choosing him over what I was raised to believe was most important.
Sorry.
My mother was there to comfort me, and she reminded me that obedience to God over compliance to the world triumphs over everything. And I was blessed to live in an area near an SDA college, which just so happened to be the sole testing area for an alternative day within a 50-mile radius. Me and another Sabbath-keeping friend obtained the letter from Brother Nick explaining and detailing our faith. And what happened was is that because I don't belong to an SDA church or a Seventh-day Baptist church, sometimes these letters don't always get approved by the college board. But thank you to God's grace, we were permitted to take the test on a Sunday, and I will be taking the exam tomorrow. And I realized that all these years where I believed that I was at a disadvantage, I was really at an advantage, because in the end, it doesn't matter how many degrees I have to my name or what my score was, but rather what the faith I have inside, because in the end, it's my relationship with him that matters, and my obedience and my faith. And I can't help but thank him for being there for me every single day with all the little things. And even though, as we commonly say, I was kicking and screaming all the way to the altar, I realized he has been there holding my hand and hugging me every single step of the way. And I wanted to thank him for bringing me to this church and for keeping me in his hands. Amen.
Amen. Lord. Okay, I have a few here. As his spirit moves. He makes it difficult to talk sometimes. You ever notice that? Okay. I wanted to share this scripture and that we have here in the room, Mark chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. It says, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. And I hope and pray that people that hear these testimonies in the future and those that will hear them, you know, online and then on the radio, because we got quite a few people on the radio. We had up to 65 families here a moment ago. But there's been some shaky internet connections, along with shaky hands. Praise his name, though, for his spirit being present. But and I just I wanted to praise the Lord for all these testimonies and these wonderful movements of his hand. It's just it's an amazing thing and to see how everybody is just doing the work. You know, even if it's just, you know, getting on your knees with a patient, like our dear sister shared a moment ago. You know, just, you know, it's not all about beating the pavement all the time, you know, and although that is a big portion of the work, because that's the only way it's going to get out. But a lot of times the Lord moves us individually to talk to individuals, which is the way I've always done it, you know, like with the street thing. I mean, on rare occasions, and there have, you know, people have crowded around sometimes when I was sharing. But usually I'd love to do it one-on-one or one-on-two or three, you know, like privately. But amen. Amen and amen. But I meant to ask Brother Craig about, because I wanted to praise the Lord for all the work that has been getting done in not just here in the States, but in the islands. And I know, I think about, I don't know, a year ago, we were counting the amount of countries that have had, that now have active workers in the field, you know, doing the Seventh-day Remnant message, you know, the present truth message going out with it. And I think it was a dozen or so, I can't remember, ever since, you know, you guys started going, you know, across state lines, praise the Lord for the passports, or across country lines, you know, because the Philippines has a lot of countries all around it, and so I know it's I know it's over a dozen. I just can't remember. We had it written down here somewhere, and I looked all over my desktop here in my little notes, and I can't seem to find it. But we also have many. I just found out, I think it was today, last night, that 168 countries now are regular visitors to the truth we share online. And that just boggles my mind, because there's only 195 out there, 195 nations. And I know some of them are locked down, like the Great Firewall of China, you know, although we do get hits from China because some people are hackers and they can get through that wall. And so I praise the Lord for that too. But Kevin, he said something a moment ago in regards to being alone. And I've seen this many times over the years where people have come up to me and they're craving a husband or craving a wife or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe the Lord wants you to be alone. You know, because maybe you can. And the way Kevin described it was just perfect, you know, because sometimes, you know, if you're not able to avoid the pressures or the peer pressures of others, the Lord would prefer you not join up with somebody. And I've counseled many people over the years, and some of them loved ones, in regards to, you know, what's the big hurry? Why get, you know, a mate? Is it absolutely that necessary? I mean, and think about how much you love Jesus now. What'll happen once the person you join with doesn't love Jesus? I mean, your faith will change. You won't change them. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says iron sharpeneth iron. And, but yeah, for some, like what Kevin was saying, for some people, it's just better to be alone. I mean, even Paul stated that, it's better to marry than to burn, of course, you know, with lust and all that, but still. And, but I just wanted to praise the Lord for all the workers and that. But we got a couple of more here. I got Mick and Antoinette have a praise here, and they say, a few months ago, while talking to John, one of our neighbors, I found out that he was about ready to start to build his own house. I offered him my services as a laborer and or any technical advice that he may need, and as I have been in the building industry for quite a number of years, I said to him that I am just a phone call away. Well, a couple of weeks ago, on a Sabbath morning, I received a phone call from him asking if I could come over and give him a hand. I says, I cannot today, not wanting to go into the Sabbath issue over the phone, but told him I will go and see him on Sunday. Then when I finally caught up with him, and then during a break, I told him why I do not work on Saturday and shared with him about the Sabbath and being the Lord's day of rest. As I went into details, you know, regarding the change from Saturday to Sunday, he was surprised. It was something he had never heard before. And this is something that we're, you know, I'm always running across. People just don't know. It just isn't out there. The preachers just ain't preaching it, you know. But anyway, I don't know whether Mick or Antoinette's speaking here, but they go on. The more we talked, the more he wanted to know, and the more I was willing to share. Work came to a stop for almost an hour while I was sharing with him gospel truths as well as history. Bless the Lord for giving me the opportunity to share his words with John and the Holy Spirit for opening his heart and mind to receive it, and the Holy Spirit for guiding me in the words spoken. I now see him every few days and share more and more of the gospel to him and his wife. They are on our prayer list, and we pray daily for them and their family, and that the Holy Spirit keeps on working on their hearts. So God bless. Amen. And amen.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Can you all hear me? I'm not used to talking in front of a lot of people, but I will make this short. And Sabbath blessing from Spain. I want to praise God for this opportunity to speak. And this, a little nervous. In this ministry, I want to thank God for revealing to me the truth about the true Sabbath and who the Antichrist is. And I was a person who ran across to a lot of ministries and websites and all that stuff, and I finally came across Brother Nicholas' video regarding the Mark of the Beast and the Antichrist. And it's truly opened my eyes because the historic facts and scriptures really support it. So, and I thank God for that, and I praise him for everything. And as all you all know, I was just baptized last November, and I don't know how excited I was to be baptized. And when I got baptized, I started to speak with some of the brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially Sister Addie and Brother Craig. They sent me cards, business cards, and I started distributing them. But before that, I was printing out tracts. So I traveled to Portugal, Czech Republic, and Germany, dropping out tracts. But it was my mistake because I didn't print out a lot. But I was actually in Barcelona last week, and I dropped all the tracks that I had and all the cards that I had, besides the blisters on my foot. But praise God for everything that he does for us. And actually had the courage to pass tracks outside the Catholic Church. And as you all know, that this country is a Catholic country, and this Catholic Church was it has a lot of cameras. So I put on my sunglasses and walk around this garden. I didn't go into the church, just in the garden. I dropped down some cards, and then there were two beggars outside the church, and I handed them tracts, and then I walk away. And that was close. If God allows, I would like to go to Morocco in Africa to drop some business cards, and also Rome, because it's only $11 to go to Rome from Spain. So it's gonna be tough because I know I'm new, but I feel the urgency that the work has to be done, and there's not much time left. So Sabbath blessing to you all, and God bless you all, and that's it.
Sabbath blessing, everyone, and praise the Lord for all the testimony. I get really nervous when I'm gonna speak, so I gotta sing a little song. I hope nobody mind. It's too low. Can y'all hear me? Okay, so just for my nerves to go down, we're going to sing a little song for everyone, okay? We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in
He never failed me yet. Oh, we can turn around. We come this far by faith. I want to give thanks and mighty praise for the Lord for blessing us during this couple of years. My grandmother that raised me since I was 9 months old, and she took over our family and her family as well. She passed and she was 101 years old. The Lord used her a lot for an instrument to be able to spare us, because if it wasn't for the instrument that the Lord had given to preserve our life, we would not come this far. And the same day that she was buried was the same day my father was supposed to have an operation. And because of the high blood pressure that he had, they had to cancel it. My father has been going through a lot of health problems, but I thank God that all of those health problems were still an instrument to bring my father to the present truth. My father was supposed to be losing his eyesight in 2 years. But in that process, the Lord, not only did he gain eyesight to be able to come to the full message, as in the Sabbath truth, receiving the spirit of prophecy, as before he didn't believe it because of something that was going on in Mexico at the time. They had Sister White as the Antichrist. But praise God that with all those difficulties that happened, we gain our Father to come back to Jesus fully. And he now is praising God and he's worshiping him and wants to do his work. And I'm praying that one day in the future, Brother Kane, if he goes to Mexico, may have the opportunity to continue to the process of where he's at right now, because I know that there's a lot of things that he has to do. He has a lot of people over there that is hungry for the word of God, and I'm putting it in prayer that he may be able to also give them the same ability that he has been given to come to the full truth. I want to thank God for not only the ministry, but for all the brothers in the front line. I would like to thank God for Brother Nick, Brother Bob, Brother Kane, Brother Ace, Brother David, Brother Clifford, Brother Jeffrey, all the brothers that are sacrificing family, life, poverty, everything possible for the purpose of the gospel. We appreciate Brother Craig. Thank you, dear Lord, for answering our prayers, for bringing them to America so they can continue on in giving this gospel and baptizing a lot of people. Father, I also want to thank all the brethren in this little home church. It's little because it seems so in the chat room, but this is a global movement. And we're praying that if you don't have the opportunity to be able to share the gospel among your family, because that is missionary work as well, to be able to help these brothers to be able to reach far and wide, because we want to go home. Also help the brothers and sisters within the body of believers that may need aid, if it's financial support, exalting for the purpose of courage to continue on, because this work is very heavy, especially we are remnant. We may be small, but at the same time we have the heavenly host around us to help us. So if we have never said thank you, Brother Nick, for your faithfulness, for your family to be able to take on the call that the Lord has upon you to bring an establishment where all the home churches from around the world can come in and realize we are not alone. We were never alone. Joseph was not alone in prison. He was not alone in Egypt. John in the island of Patmos was not alone. So we are not alone either. I just want a petition for all the brethren here present. Love one another as you have never loved one another. This world is going to lack love. And God said that by the love that we have for one another, they're going to know that we worship the Savior. I want to thank God for all that he had established here in New York. the missionary work here is done, praise God. And now we are actually to travel to Exodus out of New York. I pray that everybody will keep us in prayer. And thank you for being our family, our extended family. I just want to say that, and God bless everyone.
Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, we have a few more from last night. I just want to share some that we had last night. Well, Brother Craig already shared about the baptisms, one in Canada, two in Kansas, and one in Tulsa. And I know this is well over 100. I just don't know how many people have been baptized. It's like 130 maybe, I don't know, 120. And just, you know, the last couple of years. So praise the Lord for that. The work is actually getting done in amazing ways. I also want to praise the Lord for some blessings that he has bestowed upon us to further the work even more. And most everybody's going to be finding out about these things in the coming days. And John and Mary shared already with that the sneeze thing, so I'm not going to do that one. But Robin had something last night, and I believe, it's like they're sleeping out there at 3 o'clock in the morning, I think, in the Philippines right now. So I'm going to share again what he shared. He said, I just wanted to praise the Lord for bringing me back home safe from the mission trip. It was really a great blessing for me and everyone in the farm church. I praise him as well as for the Holy Spirit's presence during the camp meeting. Six more souls were baptized at that meeting. And many of you know about the meeting that we were involved in, a big camp meeting up there in the islands. And so many people were there, and many were blessed. It was going to be a month long, but instead it turned out to be like, I think, about a week long or something like that instead. And Paul, too. Paul was involved with this as well. And others that are working with us there in the Philippines. And so I want to praise the Lord for those workers too. I mean, they're tireless workers. It's the only way to describe them. They have a zeal for the work and then they do it. But, you know, there's people that have a zeal for the work and then refuse to do it. I also want to praise the Lord again for the people that help us do the work, because not all of us can actually get out there and do it. And so, but we have means by which we can help those that are doing, whether it be financial or spiritual help, whatever it is, or even with our talents. Like if there's something we can do that'll help make the work easier. So I praise the Lord for those of you that are actually helping us. And I think that was about it. Well, Gene C. had a praise last night. We didn't do a lot of praises last night because everybody was wanting to stack them up for today, I think. But she says, I wanted to thank God for his many blessings and goodness, and I praise him for the work I am getting in the month of June, I'll be getting full time, she says. And she also praises the Lord for her family and her online family, and recently for showing her new insight to his love and scriptures and how they are opening up to her. And then she ends it with love it with an exclamation point. So amen to that. So if anybody, Dick and Elaine have something to share. So if anybody else has any more praises, please feel free to put your little bubble up. That's all I have, I think. I do have a few more. Actually, I've got a few hundred more, but my own personal stuff. But I always like to share those bits and pieces as I do sermons or studies. And so I kind of like, I prefer hearing yours. I mean, I tell you. I mean, I like mine. Of course, don't get me wrong. But I just love it when the people praise his name. So.
Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I hope you can hear me. What I have to say isn't directly a witness, and yet it is. I met Craig and Ryan in Oklahoma City here a little while back, maybe a month or two ago. I think it was in February. And Ryan handed me a bag full of business cards, and I said, what's this? Well, he said, these are to pass out. So I set two passing them out. And by the time I got them finished, Ryan told me there was 1,000 of them in the bag, and they provided me with another box full, about 4,500 or something like that. And so far I covered 36 truck stops with them. I get up at 3 in Sometimes that's caused by my bladder. Sometimes it's caused by the alarm. I get up at 3 and run around and put cards on the windows. And you might ask, well, why do it at 3 in the morning? Why not do it during the daylight hours? Well, at 3 in the morning, the truck parking lot is the fullest it's going to be. And, of course, most of the drivers are asleep. But as I go around putting cards on their windows, sometimes they're awake. And if they see me, they'll roll the window down. And I'll just hand the card to them and wish them a good day and go on. And then I go back during the day. This I do on Friday nights, usually when we pull in for the weekend. And I go back during the day, and I pick up the cards off the ground that they've thrown down or dropped or whatever, and go put them on the next guy's window. Anyway, Craig and Ryan are aware of the fact that I'm trying to get a card designed for the Mark of the Beast. And my sister right now is a little slow on her end of it. She's got to provide a bunch of the graphics and whatnot, all separate, so that the printer can reassemble them, and then we're going to have a whole bunch of cards printed. And I told my
is he still in there, or did he fall out? Oh yeah, he fell out. I kind of figured he was going to fall out, because when you get lag like that, if it stays for a long time like that, you're going to fall out. There is a trick he can do, though. As long as no one else jumps in line, and I'll tell him how to, you know, like you just hold the control button down and, you know, say like about, speak for about 10, 15 seconds, and then take your hand off, put it back on. Go on and off, on and off. But yeah, when he comes back in, we'll let him finish, of course. We just got to wait on him to get back in here. He's on one of those 3 or 4G networks, maybe even LTE. Well, I doubt if he's on LTE. If he was on LTE, he'd have, you know, real stable, from what I hear. But no, here he is now. Okay. So let's just, Brother Dick, you stopped at about, here's a trick, though, because, like, when you get lag like that, it delineates. You know, talk for about 10, 15, 20 seconds, and then take your hand off the button for about a second, put it back on, and then start talking again. And that'll prevent, sometimes that prevents the buildup of the lag. So if you want to share, where did he leave off? You know, okay. All right, go ahead, brother.
Oh, there he is. Anyway, we pass out the cards, and I don't know where I was, but don't be discouraged when you pass out literature that you don't see any results. It's up to the Holy Spirit after that. Jesus, the King of the universe, couldn't get through to Judas, and he didn't just hand him a card. He spent 3 years with him. He empowered Judas to go out and heal and do miracles and everything. But even he couldn't get through to him, so don't feel bad if you get turned down with your efforts to help others. Elaine, how do you shut this thing off now?
Oh, just
release it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, it comforts me, too, over the years. I remember when I was first called to do the work, and I left the Catholic Church. I didn't remember like it's yesterday when I was out there in that field, because I love to go out into the woods and pray. And I'm out there, and it's where I used to pray the rosary. I'm out there now, and I'm praying no rosary in hand at all. And I'm saying, Father God, this is a very unpopular message, and I know I'm not going to get a lot of amens and thank yous from the people, but just once in a while, you know, even if it's just once every year or two, let me know that you're pleased with the work. And he lets you know, you know, even if no human comes up to you. And that'll happen sometimes for years. he's going to let you know. It's just a little bit different when the internet finally showed up, and now we have the ability to get, you know, the thank yous pretty quickly, as well as the I hate yous pretty quickly. But still, when you're out there doing it on the street and stuff like that, yeah, it can be very frustrating, especially when you see them throw the card. Or I had someone actually make one of my tracks, my Antichrist track. I handed it to a young Korean couple sitting out by the bus stop in Walmart. And when I came back, I saw my track on the ground. It was fashioned into a paper airplane, and they just did that with it. So that's frustrating. It's difficult. It's sad. But the Lord will let you know that you're doing a good job, so don't worry about it. So amen, brother.
Hello, everybody. Sabbath blessings to everybody.
I know it's getting late for some, so I won't take too much of your time. I just want to say I love you all, and it's great to be part of this great work. It was a blessing of passing out the tracks with Brother Craig here in Ottawa. Craig is a great source of inspiration, and it was great to be with him and his beautiful family for a few days, and also for getting baptized, which is a, or I should say re-baptized. So I just want to say thank you to the Most High for that. Praise and glory to Him forever and ever. Amen. So thank you to all, and I just want to say I love you all, and just keep doing the work with the ability that the Holy Spirit has given you. So keep doing the work. There's not much time left before the Son of Elohim comes back. So work hard. Don't lose courage, and just do what you got to do. Let's do the work and be convicted by the Holy Spirit to do the work. Let's do it together as brothers and sisters in the faith and as the saints of the Most High. Let's do it, and let's be convicted. Thank you. So be it.
Amen, brother. Amen and amen. And I also want to praise the Lord for that video that Brother Craig sent me of you getting baptized. That was beautiful. And I also wanted to praise the Lord for, remember I was talking about my sore throat last night? Totally gone. Praise His name. Amen and amen. I mean, we've seen many miracles over the last few years. Everything from a brother telling me that he had whispers in his head from the enemy of souls, and after prayer, after the church family prayed for him, instantly their voices were gone. And or a sister in the Philippines that had 6 months to live, and then after prayer, totally. I mean, yeah, okay, now there's no 6 months to live anymore. It's just normal life. Brother in the faith who had a potassium level of 8.5, and they killed Timothy McVeigh with 7.0 potassium to the heart. But yet, you know, this brother not only survived, but was totally alert. And so we see severe stomach pains gone instantly after prayer, crippled spines within 15, 20 minutes healed. I mean, earaches gone instantly, and burns. I mean, it's just amazing what the Lord has been doing with His people for the last, I don't know how many years. It's just, you know, I was looking through my praise list today to look for stuff, and there's just, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that He has been doing. And because we all have, you know, lack of a memory and stuff like that, we have a tendency to forget. And that's why I write this stuff down, you know, in my praise list. And so thank you so much, everybody, for sharing, and praise Your name, Father, for Your Spirit being among us, and actually making Yourself very, very well known. And thank You for the hugs today. We have some songs. Do we have any special music here? And then we'll end in prayer. Or wait, hold on. I got some PMs here. Yeah, we got songs. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me, David. Yeah, we even, there was a young woman that was demon-possessed. I mean, you know, I started preaching one night, and all of a sudden, I think it was a Friday night gathering, you know, the study. I was going to say study, and then Sunday got in there somehow. But, I don't know, I was like 5 minutes into it, and maybe even less, and all of a sudden everybody in the text chat was saying, stop, and I didn't even see it because I have a tendency sometimes not to look at the text chat. And I guess when the lesson started, some woman was taken over by a demon with the cavernous voices, and you know, all it would just get bad. And this isn't the first time. I mean, it's not going to be the last. But they laid hands on her while we all prayed, and she drifted off to sleep. And it's something how this seems to be how the Lord does it. You know, with a lot of healings, I've noticed over the years that when you lay hands on them, somebody just drifts off to sleep. You know, when they wake up, you know, it's everything's going to be all right. You know, it's just amazing, because that's what happened with that. The first time I ever saw that happen was with my daughter Jillian when she was crippled. And her spine was locked up, and she drifted off to sleep, and then, you know, 15 minutes later, she was completely healed. But before I get all misty again, this one woman drifted off to sleep. When she got up, not only was the demon gone, she's, I think, to this day, she's been walking around with a Bible in hand, sharing her faith, and so it's just amazing. But yeah, we have two songs. Yeah, and I got all the ones in the email, and I just checked. I didn't get any more emails. Yeah, it's the only one I got. But it ended with Mick and Antoinette and the stuff from last night, and I just shared the ones from last night, except for John and Mary, because Jan and Mary, or Mary already talked about the sneezing thing, so which I thought was amazing. But so praise the Lord. That's it for the emails that I got. So anyway, I guess we got some special music, and then we'll end in prayer. Again, everybody for being here. Well, wait. I guess Ryan and Novi got... Oh, wait, Ryan and Novi, I guess you're going to be the ones that are going to be singing. Okie dokie.
Everyone here? All right. Amen to all the praises. Amen. Also.
I sought the Lord, and afterward I knew He moved my soul to seek Him, see me. It was not I that found, O Savior true. No, I was found of Thee. Thou didst reach forth Thy hand in my enfold. I walked and sank not on the storm-vexed sea. 'Twas not so much that I on Thee took hold, as Thou, dear Lord, on me. I find I walk, I love but O the whole. Above is but my answer, Lord, to Thee. For Thou wert long beforehand with my soul, always Thou lovest me.
Amen. Amen, amen. I believe it was over, right? Because I saw his bubble go off. And then I heard some kind of voices come up after his bubble went off. So, amen. Yes, amen. If you can please. Oh, you did turn it off by mistake? Well, if you want to finish it. Yeah, I love that harmonizing. That was beautiful. The words were amazing too, of course. But, well, you do? Okay, go ahead. Oh, amen was the last word of the song. Okay. Because I just saw the words were ending. All it was just one word that was going to end with, amen, and that was it? Oh, well. You know, I don't think we're going to, yeah, it's, I don't think it's necessary to hear them go, amen. we could say it. Amen. Yes, yes, that was Sister Lynn's favorite song. It's called I Sought the Lord. So if you could please get on your knees. If not, your Father understands. We're going to pray. Thank you so much, Father, for your presence. And thank you for the hug today, too. Thank you for sometimes when you embrace us like that, and it's just overwhelming. But thank you so much. Thank you for guiding us each and every day. And blessing us with all these miracles and these, all these healings and everything that you do. And for giving us an opportunity to share our praise with others, to let them know that what you're doing is truly a blessing to your people. Thank you for continuing to bless us throughout this week. Let us all come together again next week and be blessed again. Thank you for your hedge of angels that you always have about us, especially those that are on the prayer list that are in need, whether it be physical, spiritual, or financial needs. Thank you for blessing the workers and continuing to work. Thank you for sending more workers. Thank you for blessing those that they can't work but can help the workers. Thank you for blessing them too. And again, we thank you for forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness and blessing us with hearts that desire to make you smile. Teach us, Father, how to get closer to you. Help us in our unbelief. And thank you for blessing us each and every day the way you do. And to the best of our ability, we pray in the name of your Son, our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.